talked about some inyanim of the Easter of being makir of a bal mum to the mizbech for a korban. The beginning of the sixth perek, aleilu mum in shechtim es abchoyo, the Gemara dashens from a klal uprato klal that mumin that pass all the hemar begolui, mumin that are, we see them on the open, not inside mumin, blemishes that are inside, only things that we could see. And enoi chozer, that it doesn't come back, it's permanent. But if it's a mum oiver, so then you wait till the behema gets rid of the mum, till the mum disappears, and then you're able to be makir the korban. The Gemara darshens that mum over is mutar because it's not dumi de posech, pisech v'ider. Pisech is that is the foot, it limps, and iver is that it's blind. But a mum over is a kind of a sore or something that could heal, and then the behema will be mutar. There's another posek that the Gemara brings in Yuma in Daf Samach Dale. The Gemara says, Mum bom lo yirotsu lochem kozman, that the mum is there is lo yirotsu, but once it disappears, it's yirotsu. And Tosfos says, and the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Samach Dalet that there's no dichui by a mum. We would be able to ask Akasha, there's a klal that when something is kodosh for a korban, and then something happens that because of that you can't be makriv it, and then that reason disappears and you're able to be makir, it's called dichui, that it's pushed away from being a korban, so it's permanently pushed away. So we would be able to ask why a mum over, that's a mum that will disappear, and then it will be kosher for a korban, that should be called dichui and it should be osir. So the Gemara says now that there's a posik that says, Kozman, the mum is there, is lo yerotu, afterwards it's yerotu. And Tosfos and Zvochim and Zayin brings it down, that Posek tells us that there won't be a dichui by a mum over. Another thing to point out is that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in the Lotse say he mentions about four lavim by being makriv a bal mum. One is not to be makdish a bal mum, not to be shochet a bal mum, not to be zorek dam of a bal mum, not to be makdir a murin of a bal mum. And then in Losef said Tzadikei mentions that if you're not allowed to be makir a bal mum over, that means the Rambam counts it as two separate lavim. One is a mum kavua and one is a mum over. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah argues with the Rambam and he says that bal mum over and bal mum kavua both are in the same lav, that the Torah was marbe while it has a mum, it's also to be makir. So from here we see that, of course, from the Ramban we see for sure that a mum over that you're not allowed to be makir is like a regular mum. It's the Isur of a mum. It's just that it's mutar afterwards. But while it has the mum, it's called the baal mum. Now there's a question that came up in Tosfos in Daf Lamed Ches. Amud Beis, the Gemara is talking about mumin in the eye. And the Gemara says, v'simonich barke. Barke is a certain sickness in the eye that if it has a white line going across the black of the eye, it would be called a mum in certain cases. So Tosfos asks, how could barke be a mum? Well, we find that in other Gemaras that barke has refuah, barke could be healed. So if it could be healed, Tosfos understood that it's not called a mum kavua. So Tosfos answers that it's talking by two different, but if the barke is not permanent yet, so it could have a refuah. If it's permanent, it can't have a refuah. That means Tosfos is holding that any mum that could have a refuah is not called a mum kavua. And then Tosfos says another teretz voidish letaretz, if the refuah of the mum comes by itself, like a mum over that a sore would heal by itself, that's called a mum over. And if the mum heals, you're allowed to be makriv. But if there's a mum that it could only be healed through a person doing a pe'ula, through doing a medical act, intervening and healing it, so that's still called the mum kavua. It wouldn't be healed by itself. And then what would be called the mum kavua would be also to be makri. So we have two shittas in Tosfos. If a mum that will be able to be healed by person intervening, if it's called a mum kavua, or it's not called a mum, it's called a mum over. The Gemara talks about it in Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. There's a sugya of Achuzas Adam, a behema that has high blood pressure, and it would die from the Achuzas Adam that it has. And the only way to heal this sickness in the behema would be if you take out some blood, if you do some bloodletting, and then the behema would become healthy. So the question is, if you take out blood, and because you're taking out the blood, that sore becomes a boom. Let's say you take it out from the ear or from the lip. So then that would be a boom, because the sore in the lip and the boom, and the lip and the ear would be permanent, and it would be called a boom. But on one side, the behemoth will never be able to be makriv. If you don't do it, it will die. And the only way to heal it would be with leaving it a mum kavua. The question is, are we allowed to do that? Because there's a lot in the Torah, you're not allowed to make a mum in a behemoth of kodshim or in a b'chor. To be matil mum is a lot. And here we're being matil a mum, but on the other hand, we won't be able to be makriv. So there's a few shittas in the Gemara. In the Mishnah it says the Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to be make his dam, that's the bloodletting. The Chachamim say that you're allowed to be make his dam, but you should be careful not to make a mum in it. If you do make a mum, so you can't use that mum as heter to use the b'chor, because the Rabbanan answered any mum that a person makes, the raisa would be kosher. Rabbi Shimon says you could be make his dam, even the chatchila, to make a mum. Then the Braita says that the b'chor shachoso dam, so makizin lo es adam, the Gemara says in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, b'chor shachoso dam, makizin lo es adam, b'mokim she'ein osim bo mum. You could only do it if you're not making a mum. But where you'll make a mum, Reb Meir holds that you can't. So Reb Meir holds that through a mum you can't, and without a mum you're allowed to. The Chachamim say, even where you make a mum, you could do the akozas dam, but you have to wait for another mum kedei to shech the b'chor. Reb Shimon says that you could even use that mum that you make for akozas dam to be able to shech the b'chor. Reb Yehuda says that even if the behemah is going to die, there's no other takona, so you're not allowed to be making dam. So we have a Mishnah and we have a Braisa. So then the Gemara says that Omar B'chir Barabba Omar B'yochanan, that the machlokis is by matil mum bebal mum. Reb Meir holds kol mum lo yebo, that even if there's a behema that's a bal mum, already has a mum, you're not allowed to be make a new mum in it. And Rabbanan say tomim ye l'rotzon, if it's l'rotzon that you're able to be makrivit, so then you can't make a mum. But if you can't be makrivit anyway, so then there's no easier of making a mum. So Rashi says that hakol moedim, Rabbona nami, apol gav de pligi bebchir shachozei dam, de lo yavi make his dam matil mum bebal mum, that ar enochom bal mum godele men. Rabbona say, you're allowed to be make his dam through a mum, in a chuzas adam, a behemoth that has a high blood pressure and you have to let out blood, you're allowed to do it with a mum. Why? Because the chuzas adam already is considered a mum. Rashi says, ki ein lecha bal mum godole menu. It's the biggest bal mum if it's going to die. So it already has a mum, so you're allowed to make a new mum. Only the question is if you're allowed to use that mum for chulin, for teshech the behemoth of chulin. Remeir holds that you're not allowed to be metil mum bebal mum. And Tosfos in Daf Lamed Daled learns that there's two sugyas here. There's one sugya in the Mishnah, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and one sugya is the Gemara. One sugya is that the behema that's achuzas adam, it'll for sure die, And if you don't heal it, it's going to die for sure from the Achizas Adam. And even if it won't die, but it will always be Achuzas Adam, so it's considered right now Baal Mum. Because if you don't make Achuzas Adam B'mokom Shoisin Mum, it'll die. So the only way to do it is to make a Mum, so it's already now considered a Mum. And the question in between Rav Meir and Rabbanan, the argument is, if you're allowed to make a Mum and a Baal Mum or not, and it's the Machlokas of the Pesukim, if we say, Kol mum lo yebo, not to make a mum, even if it has a mum, or tomim yeh l'rosso, and if it's not roi l'akrova, I'm allowed to make a mum. You're only not allowed to make a mum if it'll be goren, that you can't be makrovit. That's one machlokis. Then there's another machlokis. If the behemoth is not going to die from the achiza sadam, only those who say, the Bryce is talking and he says the Mishnah is talking that Bchor So one is talking that it won't die from the Achiza Sadam, and you could make a Mum, you could make a Achiza Sadam without making the Mum, only it could be, if you won't be careful enough, it's near the ear or near the lip, you might be forgetful or not notice, and Belim Iskaven, you'll make a Mum that is Kavua. So the Shail is, if Dobar Shein Miskaven is Mutar or not. So it's two Machlokas, and one Machlokas is, if you have to do a Mum Kavua, if it's considered already now mum kavu and it's matil mum bebal mum, that's one machlokis. And then there's another machlokis if we say dover shein miskaven is mutar also, and he might, by trying to make a mum sheinu kavu, or not a mum, so he might come to doing a mum. The Rosh, it says, he also learns like Tosfos that there's two machlokis in here, and he says, so then the Tosfos at the end, first of all, say what Tosfos says at the end of the Tosfos says, if we consider Achuzas Dam, that it will die from it. We consider it as a Mum, so why can't you be Shochet the Bchor on the Achuzas Dam itself? Why do you have to go and make Achuzas Dam and then have a Mum? The Achuzas Dam itself is considered a Mum. So Tosfos says two terutim. One is Midorabon and also Dosi Lichlufi Betam. Then is Midoraisa. It is a Mum, and you could shecht on it, Achiza Sadam. But Midorabonan it's also, Inam Yichoshiv K'moy Mum Oiver Sheyesh Lo Refuah. It's considered like a Mum over. Why? Because it has a Refuah. And since it has a Refuah, so Mimele, it's not called a Mum Kavua. And also in the Tur it says, the Loshon of the Tur is, Behemo shachozo dam ve'en lo refuah elo al yedei akosa she'im lo yakizua b'mokem she'oisin bo mum kovua tomus chashive kebal mum u'mikol mokem eino nishchetas olav, you can't use that mum to shechte for chulin d'choshiv kemum oivel shivan she'esh lo refuah, since it has a refuah, so you can't shecht that according to that mum. So the question is, we have to understand, how could it be considered a mum kavua? A mum oiver, because it has a refuah, but the only refuah is if it leaves it a baal mum kavua. So it never will be a mum over. Mum over means that the mum will disappear by itself. But here we're talking that it won't disappear by itself. It will have a refuah, will make another mum kavua. So how do we consider it a mum oiver? He says in the Rishonim here, because since this mum has a refuah, Memela is considered a mum oiver. That's a question that has to be ma'ayin in it. Then the Rosh says that since we considered it a mum oiver, because it has a refuah, even though the refuah is a mum kavua, but now this mum has a healing, so Memela is called a mum oiver.
So since the Rabbonim say you're allowed to be matil mum bebal mum, and achuzas adam, you're allowed to be mekiz dam, so we see from here that you're allowed to be matil, a mum kovua in a mum oiver. We said the Rabbonim hold that you're allowed to be matil mum bebal mum, so the Rosh says not only in a mum kovua you're allowed to be matil a mum, but also in a behema that has a mum oiver, you're also allowed to be matil a mum kovua, because here we see it's a mum oiver. And even though it's a mum over, the Rabbonim say you're allowed to be make his dam, and it'll make a bal mum kavua. So you see that the pshat is the whole yisur of matil mum, the kodshim, is of tomim yellow rot, and if you're taking it out from being a korban, but if you anyway can't be makavit as a korban, so there's no yisur of matil mum be bal mum. Another raya the Rosh brings, there's a gemara that Rav lived among the shepherds of the behemoth, Roy Behemoth, was there for 18 months. Why? Because he wanted to learn from them. They were experts in their field of knowing what's all about the behemoth. And he wanted to know which mum is called Kavua and which mum is called a mum oiver. And since there's some mumming that you have to go through the times of the year, the winter and the summer and another time of winter, so you have to be there for 18 months. And all this was kedei to know which is called a mum kavua and you can't check the behemoth and the carbon, and which is called a mum oiver and you could wait and then be makrid. So the question is, if he had a sopik, he knew there was a mum, he just didn't know, he thought maybe it's a mum oiver, so let him go and make a mum kavua in this behemoth, because you're allowed to be matil a mum kavua in a behemoth that has a mum oiver. So why didn't he do it? Why did he have to be 18 months for them? So then the Rosh says, it was a right from here that ain't a chanami midoraisa, it's mutter, but midorabonon, it's also. Midorabonon, they asked to be matil a mum kavua in a bal mum oiver. But you might come with the takola, and we'll see the lotion of the Rosh. He says that only Mishum Pseide, the Rabbonin answered to make a mum kavua and a bal mum oiver, but only Mishum Pseide, b'achuzas adam, because your family they have said you won't have any use for the baby, it'll die by itself, so memela, that's why the Rabbonin answered. Then he has another Gemara. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel that bizman hazeh, that there's no korban, there's no beis hamikdash, so it's also la'atil mum, Mishum Bizoin Kodesh. To make a mum in a behemoth of kodshim, if somebody was makdish, it's also because it's a bizoin kodshim. And even though it's mutar midoraisa, but midorabonon, it's also. Just achuzas adam is mutar mishum pseid. That means the Gemara says that it's really mutar to make a mum nowadays in a behemoth kodshim lechatchila, because it's not roi lemizbech, it's not tomim yelarotan. So why is it also? It's only also midorabonon. Now, the Nesivim, the Merome Soda says that, yes, Akasha, how do we say that Achuzas Adam is called a Bal Mum Kavua, a Bal Mum? A Bal Mum, the Gemara says, is only something that's Begolo, something that's noticeable, that you see it, and it's Enei Chozen. But Achuzas Adam is something inside that the blood is not to say that there's a high blood pressure. So how is that called a mum begoli? Unless you say that it's something that is noticeable, that you could see that it's achuzas adam. But so he says that since it's achuzas adam and it's about to die, so it's like bizman hazeh, that bizman hazeh, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, since it's not roi lekorban, so menele, it's mutar to be matil mum. So the same thing, achuzas adam, we would say that it's not roi lekorban, so it's mutar to be matil mum. So he asks, why does the Gemara say in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that Nechleku, if you're allowed to be Matil Amum Bebal Mum, and the Raya is from Achuzas Adam, that the Rabbonim say you're allowed to be Matil Amum and Achuzas Adam, so Menele you're allowed to be Matil any Mum and a Bal Mum. But it's no Raya, Achuzas Adam is because there's no Tomim Yelorotum. But any mum over that there is in the Asid in the future, it'll be royally covered. Maybe such a mum, you're not allowed to be matir, and you're not allowed to make a mum in it. So how could there be a raya from the fact that the rabbonim were matir to be matir mum b'achuzas sadam to another mum over, what the Rosh says that it's mutar to be matir mum? Avnei Nezer asks a kasha that Rashi says in the Mishnah. Rashi says, "Ein mekizin lo yisadam, ba'afilu b'mokim she'ein osin mum diyochel lachzor b'lithrapo yisamakli." He understood from Rashi that the reason that you're allowed to, the fi some shit is you're allowed to make a kozas adam because it's roi to be misrape. It's roi to heal the makra of the kozas adam's roito, so it's mashmatim that it means it's a mum oiver, it's a mum, but it's yochel yisrapos memele, it's not called a mum, it'll be misrape by itself. So that means there is, how could you make a mum over if it's called a mum, only it's roilis rapos? So the fear Reb Meir says that a mokum she eino is a mum, you're allowed to be making dam and achuzas adam mokum she eino is in mum. But if mokum she eino is in mum, the fear Rashi means like a mum over because it's yochelis rapos by itself, but you're not allowed to be matil a mum over in a behema. You're only allowed to be matil a mum in a bal mum. But here it's not a bal mum yet. How could you be matil a mum over in it? And that's if you say that achuzas adam, we're talking by achuzas adam, that you could also make achuzas adam in a mokum that's not going to be called a mum. So that means right now the achuzas adam is not considered as a bal mum. If it's not considered as a bal mum, so how could you be making dam and mokim she'ena isim boi mum, because you're matil a mum oiver in the behem? That's the kash of Avnei Nezer. The stipler and the Kilus Yaakov brings a Gemara and Menachas. The question in the Rishonim, if a mum that's royal or a fool is called a mum kavua or a mum oiver, so the stipler and the Kilus Yaakov wants to bring a raya from the Gemara and Menachas Daf Kuf Aleph. It's an interesting dimyon. The Gemara says in Daf Kuf Aleph, it's the beginning of Perek Shnei Masor Menachas, says, HaMenachas VaMesochim SheNitmeu, Menachas and Nesachim that became Tomei before they were Kadosh Bekli, that means before they go into Klisharis, they're still Kedushas Domi, not Kedushas Aguf, so you could be prayed to them if they were Nitma. Then the Gemara says, Shmuel says, even if they're Torah not Nitma, for any reason you want to, you could be prayed to, because it's still Kedushas Domi. Kedushas Domi is like Belek Abayis, and that you could be prayed to, it doesn't have yet Kedushas Aguf. The Gemara also says that a bal mum is, even if it has kedushas aguf, you could be poyed if it gets a mum. So the same thing, tomei. If a tomei, the posse calls a tomei a bal mum, and a tomei is like a bal mum. So just like a bal mum, you could be poyed. So also a tomei, you could be poyed. Al kaponim, the Gemara says that a bal mum is called tomei, and tomei is called a bal mum. So it should be the same dinning. And then the Gemara says, Mosi Brabuna Bar Monoyach, for Oifois Vaetim Balavona Beklesharis, Shenitmu, Ema and Pidion. There's no Pidion for Oifois Eitim Balavona, Shlenema Pidion, Ela Bebehema. So the Gemara says, Oifois is Kedusha Sagub, so there's no Pidion because it's not a Behema. Eitim Balavona, you can't be Poida because it's, and Klesharis, why? Because it's Doimet to Tahirin. Eitzim Bilavoyna is only Tume because of Chibas HaKodesh, so it's Doimet to be Tor. And Klesharis is also because if it has Tume, so it could be Metayret B'Mikra, so it's also called Kilut Tor. So since we say that tumah is dermit to baal mum, so if it says here in the Gemara that a tumah that's roy to be metayer b'mikveh is called tor, it's not called tumah, so you see that a baal mum, that's like tumah, and it has a refuah, it's like being tovel in the mikveh, is not called a baal mum. It's not called a baal mum kovua. It's still called, like it's tor, like by tumah, it's called tor in the Gemara Menachah, it's also by a baal mum. It should be called, that it's not like a baal mum. It still has a refuah. That's what that was from there. Now there's another union we wanted to talk about. The beginning of the sixth parak, the Mishnah we read, it talks about a mum in the chas chus oizen. That means there's a schus, the ear, just like by a person, there's the ear in the behema, and if it has a hole in it, or a sedek, or a pagam, it's called a mum. So the cartilage, the cartilage of the ear. That means there's the bottom part, it's called the lobe, and the, if it has a hole in the lobe, it's not a mum, and in the cartilage, it would be a mum. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in the end of Hilchos Pesach, on the very last page, he has a ha'or way on the bottom, and he says, Midei Dabri, where he's talking about Bechorus, so he says that a mum in the ear of a behema, even if the whole ear was taken off, it's not a mum, unless it got a hole in the cartilage that's right next to the hole of the ear. That means way deep inside there's a part, one part of cartilage that's raised, and that's where the mum would be. And he said there's a lot of riots to it, and that's the end. So the Meshiv Dover of the Netziv in Simen Samach Aleph and Chelik Beis, he asks on him and he says that it's not the halacha, and you don't have to be choshish for it, only there's also a mum on the outside cartilage of the ear. The Chazon Ish goes more into the details, and he says a few gemaras that he brings that it can't be the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says that, first of all, there's a gemara in Daf Lamed Hey here in Chayrus that says that if you want to be matil a mum in a b'chor lifnei sheyotzo l'avir ha'olam, it says you're allowed to be matil a mum in a b'chor bizman hazeh lifnei sheyotzo l'avir ha'olam. Because you can't be makriv it anyways. The Gemara says, where would you be matil a mum? So the Gemara says, a gdi, a goat that has long ears, so when the head starts coming out, so the ears, if it comes out first, before the head, so it's not called born yet, it's not noilad, so it could be matil a mum before it's noilad, before the kedusha becomes. So it says, gadya b'uzni, you could make a hole in the ear before the behema comes out, and then it would be, well, once it comes out, it ought to be a baal mum. So Rashi says, Gedi Ozno Barukos, Rukodem Shiyetzi Kol Rosho Nirin Ozno. So the question is, if it's where the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, so that's way next to the head, next to the ear, so that's not Shaykh. Well, when that part comes out, for sure he's already Yolud. And of course the Gemara is talking about making a hole in the part of the ear that comes out first. Then there's another Kash, it says, Eved Kohen is not Nirza, because he'll become a Baal Mum. If you make a Ritzi, a hole in the ear for Eved Baal Mum, so then he would, then he would become a Baal Mum, and he won't be able to, when he finishes his term of being a Eved, he won't be able to go back to becoming a Kohen. So the question is, if it's where the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that it's way deep, there you can't make a Ritzia. You can make a Ritzia, a hole in the cartilage that's sticking out, but not in the part that's right next to the hole. Another Gemara brings from Daf Lamed Daled. It says you're not allowed to be goreim, that there should be a mumen of b'chor. For instance, a person would want to put a fig, a fruit, on the ear of the b'chor, and then when the dog sees the fruit, he wants to eat it. While he's biting the fruit, he's biting a hole into the ear of the behemoth, of the b'chor. And that would make him a baal mum. So it's also to be goreim, a mum in a b'chor. The question is, if you put the three onto the ear, so it's not where the tenuch is, it's not where the chaschus of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The dog would be biting off the part of the ear that's sticking out, but not the part that's inside. Also, it says, yeah, so that's most of the rice that the Chazon Ish brings. And he says that for sure the din of mum and the chaschus ha'ozen is for sure the cartilage that's sticking out and not the part that's way deep inside.